Knowing How the Star at Lydgate, two successful years after a local consortium got the pub up and running, and residents in another village are hoping to buy their pub and run it as a community interest venture. It's the Casey's Altered in Bentley. It's been on the market since 2011 and is currently closed, but some villagers are hoping that this won't remain the case. And as we heard, Luke Deal is there in the dark for us this morning. Luke.
Yes, where's a miner's helmet when you need one? Good morning, Leslie. I'm standing in the heart of Bentley, just off the A12 on the outskirts of Ipswich. And as you come through into the village, you get to the sign where it says the case is altered, open for food and drink, but last orders were called here in March earlier this year. And there's also the for sale sign with further price reduction. And as I look back at the pub itself, we have this rather old brown rickety fence here just outside the entrance to the pub, and the big garden is in need of some TLC. It's really overgrown, but the local community are hoping they might be able to breathe new life into the Cases Altered. With me is David Westley, who is the chairman of the Bentley Community Pub Limited and also treasurer Peter Cross. David, good morning to you. Now, I was here on Friday in daylight, and this is an area or a pub that really needs a little bit of TLC, isn't it?
Yes, it is. The pub has been closed since March of this year, and it is in need of a lot of work before we can get it up and running, but that's all part of our plan. We've factored in money to refurbish and restore the pub to its former glory.
What was the pub like then, before it called time in March?
Well, the pub was very much the hub of our community. It's the only pub here in Bentley, one of the last remaining amenities here. We have no shop and no post office, so it was very much the lifeblood of the community. People from all ages and backgrounds used to meet up here, and that's what we'd like to restore.
If it was so successful then, why is it closed?
Well, there are a number of factors behind that. When our campaign first started, we performed a survey of the whole village to find out more about what they were doing right, what they were doing wrong. So we have some very good information there, and we believe that we are able to turn things around here. Evidence shows that up and down the country, when communities buy their local pubs, people have much more of a sense of ownership of the place, and they do tend to use them more.
But what makes you think, as a local community, you can breathe new life into the Cases Altered?
Well, if we have the entire community behind us, we'll have volunteers ready to help out. People will be will have a sense of ownership of the place. They'll have a direct say in what goes on here. And so we believe that we can do this.
Peter Cross, your treasurer, briefly tell us, how do you get the community to back you in getting the pub?
Well, we're launching a share offer later this week, in fact at the weekend. And so hopefully we're going to raise the funds to purchase this little gem in the middle of our village. But you know, we'll just have to wait and see how it goes.
How much do you need to raise then for the pub?
Well, we're hoping to raise a base figure of 230,000 as a minimum figure, and we're hoping to get beyond that if we can, because...
Are you confident you can get beyond that? I mean, you had a meeting in the village not that long ago and you had a lot of support, but a lot of people would turn around and say, there's that old saying, you know, all talk and no action.
Well, that's true, but of course that's what it's all about. You know, if we could all sit on our hands, but if we don't actually get off our chairs and actually do things, then we're not going to get very far. So what's really important is that everybody does get behind this share offer, and that we do in fact get what is really the hub of the village. Really, this is going to be the this is the core of our little village, and frankly without it, it's a pretty dead village. You know, there's no other facilities here, there's no shop, there's nothing. So that's why I'm very keen, as one member of the village, to fight as hard as we can to get this place up and running.
Okay, Peter Cross and also David Westley, thank you for joining me at the top of this rather dark lane here in Bentley. They have a very short timescale, Leslie, to try and raise the funds to buy this pub, but we will watch this one with avid interest, and we wish them all the best of luck in the world.
Luke, thank you very much indeed. Luke Deal in Bentley, where they're hoping to take over the Cases Altered.